Let us pray. Come now, Lord Jesus, let us hear your still small voice, we pray. Amen. God calls us in many ways, so we need to be attentive and discerning in order to hear his call. Our reading from 1 Samuel is set in the context of dark and difficult days, a time in Israel's history when life was chaotic and violent, when the people had forgotten their links with God. It's into this world of chaos and violence that a child is born. Samuel was born to a faithful mother, Hannah, who had pledged to give her son to the service of God. So here he is, in the temple with the old priest Eli. One night, God calls Samuel's name. The boy had no idea that it could be God, so he runs to Eli thinking he's calling him for something. After this had happened a couple of times, Eli recognized the source and the method of the call. So he tells Samuel what to do. When God calls again, Samuel is ready. God's call to Samuel is dramatic and unsettling. Samuel had to be honest about what God had said to him, and this was difficult and uncomfortable. It was a tough task for this young boy, who no doubt had very close relationship with the elderly priest. Sometimes we're called to give uncomfortable news, but God is faithful. Samuel grows in stature and Israel is reborn under his leadership. It is an objective lesson in God choosing who God pleases, even a child, to be both the messenger and instrument of renewal. So what makes us stop and listen? How ready are we to hear and receive messages from God? And how ready are we to act on them? My experience of God's calling in my life is much less dramatic than we read about today. It comes in many small ways, in ordinary spaces, during ordinary days. But it's still life-changing, giving my life direction, meaning and joy, and ultimately leading me to a more committed relationship with God. But maybe we're drawn to this line in our reading. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. Do we, like Eli, live in an age when the word of the Lord is rare and transformative visions of God's just and loving kingdom are not widespread? As we watch the news of violence and hatred around the world, we may fear that nothing good, redemptive and just can ever come from this broken world. But this isn't true. As Christians, we profess belief in a God who never stops speaking to us, a God who longs to reveal himself in love, mercy, healing and hope. Moreover, we know that God's capacity to restore and resurrect has no limits. There is no place, time, circumstance, or situation that is beyond God's ability to redeem. This is the hope that we cling to, the hope we must offer to our world. Eli no longer expects to see or hear anything from God. But this was not because God had abandoned him, but because he could not find the courage to do what God desired. Eli's sons were also priests, but they were priests who had lost their way and dishonored God. Only when Eli failed to restrain his sons did God turn to the boy Samuel. If we turn to our reading from John's Gospel, Nathanael illustrates beautifully what can get in the way of hearing God's call. Nathanael is a skeptic who thinks he knows exactly who God is and how God operates. God's Messiah, he is sure, can't possibly come from a backwater town like Nazareth. Nazareth isn't good enough for the divine. Our reading begins with Jesus going to Galilee, finding Philip and inviting him to follow him. Philip accepts the call without hesitation and then, brimming with excitement, runs off to find his friend Nathanael. He finds him sitting under a fig tree. "We found him about whom Moses in the law and the prophets wrote. Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth," Philip tells Nathanael. But his friend isn't impressed. His religious assumptions won't allow him to see anything fresh or surprising in a simple carpenter from a backwater town. How often do our preconceived ideas and prejudices get in the way? It's so easy to think that we already know who God is and to listen for God in familiar places and amongst people who look and sound like him. How wrong can we be? Our wonderful, mysterious God refuses to be pigeonholed and limited by our limitations. We can find and meet God and hear his call in the most unexpected and surprising places. And each time we do, we should give him thanks for reminding us to stay open, to listen to God's voice everywhere, in everyone and in all creation. Instead of arguing with Nathanael, Philip simply tells his doubtful friend to come and see. When Nathanael does, he receives the shock of his life. Nathanael moves from doubt to faith and from ignorance to knowledge. He experiences an epiphany. Epiphany is a season of light and revelation, a season of searching, discovering, finding, and knowing. So this week, let us be intentional about listening to God's call. For God is calling all of us to listen, to grow in relationship, and to walk the path of discipleship. Let us pray. Vibrant God, call us afresh today to a new vision of your kingdom, to a new understanding of your purposes, to a new knowing of how best to serve you, to a new appreciation of your presence with us, to a new awareness of all that you would have us do as your people in this place and time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.